The sound of the streets in Karachi, Pakistan this morning, as suddenly the civilian government of Nawaz Sharif, or the civilian government in Pakistan, is threatened because of a dispute between the government and, yes, once again, lawyers.
The issue is that the lawyers are still on the road. You know, the movement that drove President Musharraf, or General Musharraf as he was, out of power is now, you know, forced to do the same, or is trying to do the same with President Zardari, because Zardari's become the same kind of despot that Musharraf was. A civilian government that hasn't really lived up to the promise that it made.
The dispute between lawyers and the government does threaten the civilian government, and joining us to explain what's at stake and whether this will turn out the way it did with the President Musharraf, who was forced from office, is Amir Ghuri, who's a Pakistani analyst, formerly with the BBC, and he's currently a writer on civil and military relations in Pakistan. Amir, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
Let's explain, first of all, what the lawyers' dispute did to oust Pervez Musharraf, and then explain how Prime Minister Zardawi is actually in a similar situation now over former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif.
John, the issue is, unsettled for almost now 2 years. Lawyers came out on the street, to support the former Chief Justice of Pakistan, Chaudhry Iftikhar, when he was called into the office of the military dictator, Pervez Musharraf, and actually asked to leave his job. Now, in Pakistani, bureaucratic terms, a military general cannot throw out a chief justice, because in the pecking order, in the Pakistani pecking order, the chief justice comes on top of a military dictator. And for the last 2 years, this movement is going on, when the lawyers actually asking for the reinstatement of that chief justice, and which was promised to him by, the late politician Benazir Bhutto, and also Nawaz Sharif, when they signed a Charter of Democracy in London almost 2 years ago. And the only issue is that because that chief justice was locking horns with the establishment at that time, President Pervez Musharraf, and because he knows that, the current president, Zardari, has come into power through a deal which was signed by, between Musharraf and Benazir Bhutto, and it was sanctioned by Washington and London, where the criminal charges against both these, personalities were dropped. They fear that if, Chaudhry Iftikhar comes back as the Chief Justice, he might open that case and basically declare these guys unfit to govern Pakistan. And that is why, while they have brought back almost 95% of the judges who were thrown out by Musharraf, almost 60 of them, these three judges were not brought back because they were not, towing the government line. And today, the issue stands there. President Zardari is not willing to, reinstate that judge, and that is why the lawyers are again on the Pakistani streets.
But why does President Asif Ali Zardari think that he can face this down? He's clearly in a much more vulnerable situation than Pervez Musharraf is if he couldn't survive. Why does Zardari think that he can survive this? I mean, we've already seen what's happened, and there's demonstrations today, and a march is planned, and there's all sorts of saber-rattling talk from the government. Where is Zardari's confidence come from?
John, this is the million-dollar question, and I am happy that you have actually asked it. People who know the politics of Pakistan, they know that only a year ago, Asif Zardari walked into the presidency of Pakistan completely unprepared, completely untrained, unwilling and unsure what he has to do, because he was not a politician. He was married to a politician. And sadly, that politician was blown away, killed on Pakistani street. And this guy was catapulted into her position. Now, when he came in, because he was unprepared, unsure, untrained, what he did, because he did not have an agenda, he was actually asked to follow what Musharraf was basically, doing at that time. That means do not think inward, do not think about Pakistan, but think outward. Carry on talking about, the war on terror, talking about Afghanistan, India, Kashmir, and not address, the problems which Pakistan is facing.
Well, Amir, let me just, since we have to go in less than a minute, that's the interesting point. So the very focus on the external issues, the ones you've identified, Kashmir, Afghanistan, the new Obama administration, has made Zardari vulnerable because he's neglected the domestic scene.
Definitely, because because, and secondly, you know, he remains the most unpopular person in Pakistani politics, and I think what he's doing and what he's allowing to do by the establishment, I think he is basically, killing his own chances to remain a president.
All right, Amir, thanks so much for joining us. Formerly with the BBC, Amir Ghouri, Pakistani analyst, with some sobering analysis of what's going on, strife and unrest in the streets of Karachi and other cities around Pakistan. Again, it's the lawyers versus the government. Thank you, Amir.